Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
But we're moving on to Michelle Rosen, who is a DL Link donor and a very, very good friend of the DL Links for a very long time. Michelle, welcome and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
So Michelle, you've run the Jerusalem Marathon for four times. You've attended the tours and the Shabbat dinners, and you've just been involved. And then you yourself in 2023, you went on your cancer journey with thyroid cancer. How is your health now?
Perfect. Thank you. All the tests are 100% clear.
Oh, fantastic. So tell us, Michelle, the work that you did in what the amazing contribution you made. You made a huge contribution, what you arranged in Israel for the DL Link. Perhaps you can just share some of that with us.
I think, from the beginning, the first time we did it, we still lived in South Africa, but yes. We actually knew we were making Aliyah, and the experience was so amazing to not just come and run the race. It was a few days of tours, and the Shabbat dinner is always so amazing with brilliant speakers and being together as a community and of runners or people doing it for DL Link. So every year I enjoyed it so much, and this year I think there were a few more challenges with the war and I think some clashes and close to Pesach for the race. So I wasn't prepared to give up on the whole experience of Tammy. So I just roped in a few friends and the families, and everything came together beautifully in the end.
I love the way you say you just roped in a few friends and family. I mean, you know, the message that I got was how fundamental it was. You recruited so many friends and runners, you know, during this time, even your husband contributing with raising significant amounts of money on the fundraising page. It's just incredible, Michelle, just so you know, going way beyond. So what was the experience like?
It was really amazing. I think my parents also joined, and having my friends there, and the spirit is amazing. And also what I really love, which I've, depending on which distance and who you come across, is there's so many special needs runners on the way that I just love seeing people of Israel, youth and older people, like looking after people with Down syndrome or people in wheelchairs. There's a lot of that, which you see along the route, and just an amazing vibe. And they have a whole lot of things at the end with entertainment and music. It's a lot of DJs all the way along the road. And then obviously with the DL Link, I really enjoyed the tours, and we did volunteering at Pantry Packers. And then the Shabbat dinner, it was friends of mine, the Newfields, that spoke with their journeys. And I gave a short speech, and I really, even for my kids to experience all of that, I think it was very special and very meaningful.
It must have been amazing for your kids. But Michelle, you're still so connected here, obviously, with the DL Link, because I know that you are, you know, you're helping with donating furniture for the new center. And also you had an amazing idea. Tammy spoke about this wall of love, maybe, and I believe this was your idea, this fantastic idea. I don't know about the white room as well. Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, so the furniture was basically, when we did make Aliyah, I gave a reasonable amount of our furniture to the DL Link, because I really love the organization, and I know that they were planning to have a center. So I actually went back in November after not being back a long time. It was really amazing to see my furniture again. And years ago, I'd been, my daughter was having speech therapy at Bella Vista, and I saw what they had, a Snoozelin room there. And I stepped inside, and it was just this white room with the color changing lights, and everything was white. And I just thought it was like the most unbelievable feeling to be in there. So I decided there was a room in our house, you know, in the days when we had these huge houses and extra rooms in South Africa, which is obviously not the case in Israel. And I made a white room at home, which the kids absolutely loved. And it was, I made it all white, and I did a ball pit with color changing lights and bean bags and fiber optic lights. So I gave the majority of it to DL Link as well for their new center, which I can't wait one day when it's set up and everyone can benefit from it. So that's really what was very interesting is after I made Aliyah, I was involved in different organizations, and I went to Beit Izzi Shapiro and they gave me a tour, and that's actually where it started in Israel. And it was like a full circle of Beit Izzi Shapiro has the White Room, and I saw it in Bella Vista. I set it up in my house, and it was just like an idea Lincoln benefit as well.
It's an amazing circle again. We talk about it, and as you say, now they get to have the White Room as well. Well, I can't wait to go when it's there and it's set up and to see it, Michelle. But I mean, just speaking to you and your energy, and you know, I can hear you don't want to talk about the things that you've done, but clearly you have done so much for the DL Link, so much support, and you continue to do it. So on their behalf, I'm going to say thank you, Sahida, to us today. And we really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. And thank you for what you do. And I hope they go from strength to strength, and that the center is absolutely beautiful. And a last little thing is that only after I'd recovered from my cancer that I even like realized that I didn't even tell them about it. And just like I thought, after if I was in South Africa, I would have been one of the people that they help.
Yeah,
they would have helped
you would
me.
Have. But, so they didn't even know. They didn't even know you had other things on your mind.
Yeah,
but as you say, if you were here, because they're such a part of the community. Michelle, thanks again. Thanks for coming onto the show.
Pleasure.
You're amazing. Really, very inspiring.
You.
We appreciate it. Go well. Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. Michelle Rosen, DL Link donor. Just amazing. Coming up with this White Room. And I think it's going to be pretty extraordinary at the new center, which they're very, very busy building. Wow. That was a jam-packed show talking about the Jerusalem Marathon with Tammy. And then Phil coming on, and such a heartfelt, emotional response to the community and people holding him while he's on his journey, very much still with his treatment. Then Klaas going from this anti-Israel activist to really so pro-Israel and running through the streets of Jerusalem, supporting the DL Link. And then, of course, Michelle, who is just a human being who continues to give and support. And isn't our community just full of them? And as I said, the DL Link is such a happy recipient of all those people. So thank you so much for tuning in. It's been such a pleasure to be in your company. And I really look forward to being with you next week. So for me, Nikki Seberini, until next week, take care and goodbye.